From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. BP begins testing its new cap on the Gulf of Mexico Tuesday. The company installed the device to capture oil from its ruptured well in the Gulf, making it easier to funnel it to ships on the surface. Crews are still drilling two relief wells to permanently cap the oil leak. Meantime, as NPR's Scott Horsley reports, the Obama administration is ordering a new moratorium on deepwater oil drilling in the Gulf to replace an earlier ban rejected by a federal court.
The administration has gone to more effort this time to make the case for its drilling moratorium. It points to what it calls new evidence of shortcomings with the blowout preventers the industry relies on to seal deepwater wells. It also says cleanup crews, already strained by the BP spill, would be hard-pressed to respond to any new disaster. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs acknowledged that suspending drilling until late November will cost jobs along the Gulf Coast, but he said it's too risky to do otherwise.
The president continues to believe that we have to be careful with what we're doing, given the uncertainty around what happened 84 days ago.
The new order leaves the door open to an early resumption of deepwater drilling if the industry proves it can do so safely. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
A group of at least six political prisoners are on a flight from Cuba to Spain. Cuba had come under international pressure after one of the country's jailed dissidents starved himself to death earlier this year. The BBC's Greg Morsbach reports that those freed on Monday are already with their families.
The former prisoners were reunited with their wives and children at Havana's international airport. The men, together with some 30 family members, are taking a 10-hour commercial flight to Spain. One of those on board is the journalist Ricardo Gonzalez and his wife Alida. Mr. Gonzalez was sentenced to 20 years in jail in 2003. His wife told the BBC one of the first things she would do after arriving in Spain would be to go for a long walk with her husband Ricardo. It's something the couple used to do every afternoon before he was imprisoned.
The BBC's Greg Morsbach reporting. The UN command overseeing the truce between the two Koreas is postponing talks over the sinking of a South Korean warship. It says the rare meeting with North Korean military officials is being delayed at the North's request. The North denies any involvement in the March 26th incident. It agreed only last week to hold the talks. South Korea and other nations believe the North Korean military torpedoed the South ship, killing 46 sailors. Republican Senator Olympia Snowe says she will vote in favor of overhauling financial regulations, becoming the third Republican to make that commitment. Democrat Ben Nelson is still not saying whether he'll support the measure, but West Virginia's governor is expected to soon name a replacement for late Senator Robert Byrd. This is NPR News. A U.S. appeals court has ruled that Guatemalan women can apply for asylum. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports that the court recognizes the large number of women murdered in that country.
The plaintiff has been living illegally in Nevada and has no history of violence herself, but she says she fears for her safety in Guatemala since authorities there fail to investigate hundreds of murders of women each year. Human rights lawyer Jane Fleming says the decision by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is important, though not likely as sweeping as it sounds.
It really doesn't allow every woman from Guatemala to get asylum. The first step in the analysis is the one the court resolves, which is, can all women in Guatemala be a particular social group? And the court said yes.
The case now goes back to the immigration court system, which will rule on asylum. The decision is the latest in a series that have favored female victims of violence, from genital mutilation to domestic abuse. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.
Nine people have been charged in Oakland violence following the verdict for a white former San Francisco Bay Area transit officer charged with killing an unarmed black man. Officials say seven were charged with felonies and two face misdemeanors. The officer was convicted of involuntary manslaughter instead of second-degree murder. NBA Commissioner David Stern is fining the owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers $100,000 over his criticism of star player LeBron James. Dan Gilbert called James narcissistic and cowardly for choosing Miami over Cleveland. Stern also congratulated James while saying he would have advised him to notify Cleveland sooner. The Cavaliers found out that James was going to Miami only shortly before the free agent made his televised announcement last week. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News from Washington.